Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching Tom and Jim's Awesome Real Estate Adventure. Tom, this morning, we're right on track. It's that time of year. We have Tom Kaczmarek. Thanks for being here. Tom is the crime prevention deputy from Manatee County Sheriff's Office. Thanks for being here this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Okay. And there's two Toms here, so... Two Toms make a right.
That's yes. Right. There you go. Hey, listen, we're approaching the busy time of year again. We have shopping for the holidays. We have lots of things going on. The snowbirds are coming back. But in particular, we also have a Halloween trick-or-treat. I can tell because my neighbors have already decorated. And so tell us a little bit about crime prevention and how we can be safe during these during the upcoming seasons.
Well, Halloween, as you said, is taking on a whole new envelope compared to what it was when I was a kid. You just had the one day of Halloween where you would go out trick or treat. And now it's a month, month and a half celebration. It's catching up quick to Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's a much anticipated holiday. We're seeing people decorate early. I mean, if you try to go buy stuff at Lowe's right now, it's already sold out, or Home Depot, all that stuff is sold out. So with that comes lots of celebrations throughout the month of October. A lot more trunk or treats, which wasn't a thing back in the day. Much more churches are getting together and having trunk or treats, businesses of their own. And that's providing a safe advertisement for kids to come out and go trick or treat.
So that's made a difference.
It's made a different impact as far as trick or treating goes. My neighborhood, for example, went from seeing a lot of kids to on Halloween night, you see more adults walking around, you know, socializing, and then maybe a few kids coming around. That's not to say that we still can't be careful with our kids on Halloween night, because we should, and we should educate them about strangers and different scenarios that are going to happen, you know, when they're approached by people. Speaking of safe nights, we are at the sheriff's office having our Spooktactical. This will be our second annual Spooktactical.
Sure.
And this is a fun night. This is for the community of Manatee County, and this is where every unit in the sheriff's office comes out, does a Halloween theme with the unit, and we'll have candy and hot dogs and food for the kids. And
how do they do a Halloween theme? What are we talking about?
It's wild. You got to see it. Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. Every unit does their own decoration. Last year, the mounted unit did the Headless Horseman, and they turned the mounted trailer into a little bit of a haunted house for the kids.
Really?
Yes, sir. And this year we're going to have some SWAT stuff going out there. Canine demos are going to be going on. And every unit's going to have their own theme. Property and Evidence did Haunted Tales of Property and Evidence and handed out candy to kids. And had a really, really good time. It was a great socialization between the community and the sheriff's office. And
that explains why nobody's coming to my house for candy.
Well, we got the Headless Horseman.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to compete with.
But ours this year is Thursday, October 19th. It's at the sheriff's office downtown across the street from where the DeSoto Mall was. Mm-hmm. That's the best way I can describe it. That's where the parking will be. And it's from 5 to 8 p.m. There'll be a flyover from the aviation unit. They'll land a helicopter, and the kids can see the helicopter, and just a lot of fun. So please come out with that. And that's a fun, free event for the community. But as far as educating, we need to definitely educate our kids about walking up to homes, what they need to be on the lookout for, you know, something that parents shouldn't just let their kids wander down the street and they sit at the end of the street and waiting for kids to come back.
You should stay with your kids as you go along
with your kids. And we need to educate our teenagers on driving too, that time of year. We have teenagers that are out there driving as I do. And I always educate them. You know, this time of year is a lot of foot traffic. Make sure you're being careful as you're driving around the neighborhoods, because there are kids out trick-or-treating.
Well, trick-or-treat's typically at dusk. So it starts out at 6 p.m. or whatever. It's still daylight, but by the time it's over, it's dark. Yep. So there you go. Be safe.
Be safe with it. And always call us if you see something that just seems out of place.
Mm-hmm. So as a homeowner, is there anything special that I should do safety-wise? We're a kid-friendly home, or so kids can recognize, this is a place for decent candy, or if I don't want to give out candy this year for some reason.
You're gonna bah humbug Halloween.
No, of course.
What you say if you run out of candy?
Oh, if you run out of candy. Yeah, if you run out of candy.
Yeah.
Well, the traditional way is turning off the lights, you know, shutting your door, not hanging around in front of your house to where it would look welcoming that you're there. For it to be safe for children, obviously be very welcoming. You know, have the lights on. Let the parents know. I like to see people sit out in the driveway as the children come down the street. Yeah. I think that is the safer approach. That way, if you have a dog in the house or, you know, you don't want to open your front door as much with the AC kicking, sit outside on the front driveway there and hand candy out and socialize with people coming up and down. And it also shows as a homeowner that, because criminals are lurking, it does show that you're paying attention to what's going on around your house at the same time too.
So, okay, so trick-or-treat's over, and now we get to enjoy the candy, Tom, that the kids, grandkids brought home.
I have to test it all.
Well, yeah. Yes. So what's the safe way to do that? Inspect the candy, how do we do that?
Yeah, absolutely, inspect the candy. I when my children were younger, would pour it out on the table, and, you know, there's the dad tax, right? Like you were saying, you got the dad tax after you check it. This is what your payment is for.
One for you.
But inspecting every individual piece, nothing that's open, nothing that looks like it's been cut into, nothing that looks like it's suspicious in nature. A candy you've never heard of before is a suspicious candy, because there are candies out there that mimic narcotics.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the very dangerous thing. We're seeing that with THC and gummy bears and things that kids think is candy is not always candy. So if it's something you've never heard of before, or from a land far, far away, it could be something that was shipped over here or something that could be hazardous to a child. I just get rid of that completely. Stick to the basic needs of what you know is, the Nerd, Snickers, Almond Joy, things that you know are name brand products that are sold in the stores here. And after you inspect it, that would be
what prepackaged.
Prepackaged, yes. And no, you know, I know some people still probably like to do candy apples and things like that, but that's I'm not trusting that.
No brownies,
definitely not brownies. Okay. I'm not doing brownies. Yeah.
Okay, so Halloween's over now. It's shopping time. We are in the season for Thanksgiving and of course Christmas. We'll see Christmas decorations at all the big box stores before long. Give us the lowdown on shopping safety.
So what we like to do is we like to eliminate the opportunity for the criminal. And that's the main thing to do is you have groups that'll go around and they'll watch for people walking in and out of the store, what they're walking in and out with. Are their hands full of a bunch of items? Are they bringing a big shopping purse with them? Like I tell my wife, there's no reason to do your makeup in aisle 7. You need 3 things with you. You need your driver's license and you need a form of payment. And your cell phone for safety. Those 3 things are the only things you should be walking in and out of the store with that you can carry on your person. Mm-hmm. And then your hands are free to do the shopping. I wouldn't leave anything of value inside your vehicle, anything that you can see from the parking lot or from the window when you're walking by. But say you go to Best Buy and you buy a bunch of electronics, and then you go to Walmart to get a few things because it's Black Friday and you just got to get that deal. But as people are walking by, they can see what you just purchased. And that is a moment of opportunity for the criminal to break in and smash and grab. As far as forms of payment, large sums of cash, keeping that, low. You don't want to go from the bank right to the store because you don't know who's at the bank that could be following you to the store that just watched you leave the bank. You want to be a little bit careful with your routes of travel because there could be somebody that is scoping out and watching you go from the bank and do your business and then watching you go to Target. So you want it, as paranoid as this sounds, we kind of have to have our heads on a swivel because we have had in Florida where a criminal has followed a person to a store, and once they went in the store, broke into the car and took the cash envelope right out of the center console. So that thing is real and it does happen.
Well, we're right here at the Ellington Outlet Mall, and this time of year the parking lot gets full,
very full.
Okay, and so I personally have seen some crazy things happen, in this busy time. So I appreciate that information. Tell us about online shopping and maybe connected with social media marketplace and some of these things.
My arch nemesis, the online stuff. So online shopping, I just want to explain, I get asked a lot of questions about debit versus credit cards. I want to explain the difference. A debit card with that Visa or MasterCard logo only means that it's accepted where payment is accepted as credit cards. That money is coming directly out of your checking account. So if that card gets compromised, they can get into your checking account, drain everything that's in there. If you're getting ready to pay your mortgage, car payment, they can get in there and now siphon that money to where now it's a mess by the time you have to play catch up as far as handling all those bills.
So don't use your debit card.
Don't use your debit card. Credit card.
I learned the hard way.
Credit card is not your money until you use it. Then it is your money. So credit card is much easier to contact the credit card company and say there's fraud. Credit card companies have gotten very, very, very good at proactively searching. My son, when he was in college, I gave him a credit card for things that he would need for books. And I was getting fraud alerts every single day, text messages, because the way it's set up. And I would say, nope, it's fine. He's doing this. He's doing that. And making sure everything was good. So credit cards are much safer. Now, I'll get asked, so you're telling me to take out a credit card. Are you a credit card salesman? No, I am not a credit card salesman. If you don't want to take out a credit card, that's fine. Find out what your online purchase equals to. Go to Walgreens or CVS, get a prepaid credit card, pay the $3 fee, and then go ahead and do your purchase online. That way, if they get that number, they're not getting any money from you from X or Z as far as your credit
on that card.
On that card.
You could put that on a gift card too.
You could put that on a gift card. You would find, you put everything card in your cart, find out how much it is. But you have to make sure these are secure sites too, and that these are sites that you have heard of and you know who they are, that you're not just going, oh, this advertisement's great, let me click on this and go ahead and just give them all my payment information.
I'm seeing a lot of that now, especially on Facebook, weird sites.
Oh, well, Facebook's
offering
a whole
great
different
sales on items.
That's a whole different animal there on
Facebook.
Yeah,
you'll never see that item.
I will never buy a thing from Facebook, from any social media website.
So even, I had an experience recently on Marketplace. I have some of my treasures and valuable things. It's all junk. That I'm selling on the Marketplace, and somebody said, well, this is not enough money. The value of this is not enough money for one of the finance things. So how about we make it, in this case, $500, and then you can cut me a check back. And I knew right away, hold on, that's not going to happen. Okay.
So Facebook Marketplace is a criminal's dream for prowling.
See?
So the way that'll work is, let's say I'm selling a bicycle on Facebook Marketplace, and let's say I'm selling it for $200. I just want to get rid of it, get out of my garage. Somebody may say, I'll buy it, and then they send me a check for, say, $400. And I'll say, well, that's too much money. Why did you send me $400? Oh, well, $100 will be for the mover who's going to come and get it.
Right.
Why don't you keep the other $100 and send me $50 back or something of that, only to find out that the check bounces against your account. So Facebook Marketplace, I will never do any business, buy anything from Facebook. That's just me personally. Now, you know, everybody else, use your own spidey sense when it comes to it, but I just don't see, there's the Google phone takeover scam, there's the puppy scam that was going around on Facebook Marketplace, there's the vehicle scam that was going around on Facebook Marketplace. It's just so easy. We want to give up so much privacy to make things more efficient, but on the other side, the criminals working as well.
So yeah. So and the other thing that was kind of sketchy was, okay, now I've got strangers coming to my house.
Yes, that's scary too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we live in a day and age where technology is just going to continue growing upward, and we're going to have to combat these things the best that we can. Let Go was a big app where people were using Let Go
to sell
things on Let Go.
What happened to that?
You know, I don't think people use, I think Facebook Marketplace, obviously, took over that. But the same thing that was happening, you don't know, first of all, you don't know if the property you're buying is stolen or not offhand. You don't know if the seller that is selling that property is, if it's stolen property or not, or is he a legitimate seller or not. And you don't know when you're selling it if the person buying it is legitimate or not.
A side note, that's a real estate thing now too that Tom and I are facing, that we have people that are selling vacant land that don't own that land.
That don't own the land.
Oops, okay. Yeah. And so that's kind of what we do here property-wise, we do our best to make sure that, again, that's a real estate thing. Yep. We'll talk about that on another podcast. But yeah, that's right. We don't know who
you just don't know who you're dealing with. So we have to think outside the box to combat that and say, okay, well, this is easy, but is it safe? And risk versus reward is what I always tell people.
We have another season coming up. We're all looking forward to snowbird season. Okay.
What's that?
Yeah, what's that? Well, it's not like it used to be.
That's our traffic season.
Okay. Oh, traffic season. That never went away.
Yeah. Well, it's not like it used to be, that's for sure. Yeah, we're more year-round now than ever. But with the expansion of, I mean, our North River here, we're exploding as far as some population goes and housing goes. So tell us about some of the road rage things, because I don't know. I mean, traffic rules are traffic rules, but they seem to vary from state to state for some reason.
Well,
how do I calm down on this? All right.
When I talk to people about this, because this is a question I get asked a lot when I'm talking out in the community, is first is you're always going to have people complaining about speeding. Well, I don't care who you are. Everybody speeds at one point during the day, whether it's 3 miles over or you're that's speeding technically, right? So the problem is we remember when we could get anywhere in this county in 15 minutes. Like we remember those days, and there's a lot of people that remember those days, and they're not dealing well with the amount of people that are moving to this area, who can blame them? We live in paradise. Right. We have beautiful beaches. We have
the secret's out.
The secret is completely out, and they're having a hard time dealing with that. So yes, road rage is going up, and we're seeing more calls for service for road rage. So if you find yourself in a situation where you're involved in some type of road rage that you may have not done anything but just go to speed limit, but the person behind you is just not happy with that, my suggestion is obviously just get out of the way. You know, make an immediate right or left, get off of that roadway, and hopefully they just go by and don't follow you.
Don't engage.
Don't engage. Don't honk back. Don't roll down your window and tell them what you think about them honking at you, because
watch
you're just
the hand signals.
Yeah, right. Watch the hand signals. Okay, those that's an enticement situation. You may be getting presented with hand signals, but get away from that situation and then call 911. Because you don't know what you're dealing with, what is in that vehicle, who that person is. Alert us that the person is either still following you, give us the best description where you're at, where you're traveling to, the vehicle description that you can see, the person you can see in the car with their description the best that you can as well, and let us know that this is what's following me. He's not going away. She's not going away. They're following me. During that time, try to know where your sheriff's office districts are. We have a district in Lakewood Ranch. We have a district right off of State Road 64. We have our main operations center. And yes, there's a district out off Anna Maria Island. Right. Know where those are and start heading in that direction. Because if they're not leaving you alone, if they're not constantly following you, start heading to where the safe sites are.
That's a great idea.
Start heading there while you're on the phone. If you can eliminate the engagement with it, if you can eliminate the enticement of it by getting out of the way, you're less likely to be involved in a type of scenario where the road rage would continue. Usually if you get out of the way and they just go off along their way, well, maybe.
Okay, that's great advice. One more thing, and I see it. Actually, it's on the side of your car. See something, say something.
Yes.
Okay. So as realtors, we get out and about. We see different things at different properties and some things. If we see something, we're out and about, and we see something that does not look right at a property, be it vehicles or I don't know, family matter, whatever, and something looks suspicious. See something, say something. Who do we say it to?
Well, that would be us at the sheriff's office. That is our See Something, Say Something campaign. And you're right. You guys are into community.
So is it 911? It's not really an emergency.
Well, if it is an emergency, it is 911. We have our submit a tip on our app or online. You have Crime Stoppers that you can also contact, or you can call our non-emergency number, the 941-747-3011, which will be on. Okay. That was where you can also contact us and submit a tip, and you can get a hold of our telephone reporting unit. You can get a hold of us in crime prevention. You can go through all the units on that. Without the community working together with us, we can't be as efficient in our job. We need the community's help when they see things.
And well, that's how we're going to wrap this up, Tom, is how can the community help you?
Well, the See Something, Say Something is an absolute way of helping us immediately. You're out there, you're driving around, you see something strange, tell us. Don't just ignore it. Don't think, well, that's not me, it's not my problem. Call and let us know, because what you don't know is we could be working something where we're looking for that car or we're looking for that person. It could be a elderly person who's just gotten lost and it's not a criminal attribute at all, but we could be looking for that person. Call us and say, hey, this guy looks lost and he's walking down the sidewalk. That right. gets us to that direction, which brings me to another point, the Life 360 app. We should all have the Life 360 app, or we have some type of monitoring with these great cell phones that we have.
I don't know what that is, the Life 360 app.
Okay, Life 360 is a free app that you can put on your cell phone. It gives the geographical location on where you are, and it's for you and your family to monitor where you are at any given time. It's a free app. It's like Find My Friends on iPhone, but it's a little bit more enhanced. It'll actually tell you how fast you're driving. So if you have children out there that are driving, it's a great app to have. And if you pay their phone bill, you should absolutely put it on their phone.
Life 360.
Life 360.
Good stuff. Tom, thanks for coming.
My pleasure. Thanks
for
having
me. You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
Did you enjoy it, Tom?
I did. And I think, you know, the one thing that we learned today is hit the like and share button if you feel this information is worthwhile and everybody should know about it. Hit that like and share button, especially the share, because this is something that everybody should know about.
Could save a life, right?
Could. Could be yours.
Everybody, thanks for watching the show. We appreciate our guests this morning, and it's going to be great. So thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.